open your Bibles to the book of 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 in your Scofield Reference Bible, page 1270, 1270. Beginning with verse 14, we'll read responsively through verse 23. The text verse for this morning's message will be the 19th verse. As we customarily do, let's please stand for the reading of the Word of God. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let's pray. Lord, we're sure glad to be here this morning. Thank you for giving us this wonderful day. Now, as far as temperature and comfort outside, it might not be what we might choose. But we do choose to come together, and we're thankful for the comfort here in this auditorium, and we're thankful more especially that thou dost meet with us, and we thank thee so very much for thy word and for a preacher who stands behind this pulpit faithfully to preach and to bring us word from thee. You're a wonderful, wonderful Lord, and we do love thee. Now, there must be something here for us, something that will help us to better know thee, to better love thee, and to be better servants of thine. Help us, please, in our preacher. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our Heavenly Father, I come now to the place where I've been coming for all these many years, thousands of times behind this same piece of wood. Not in the same building, but behind this same pulpit. I pray you'd help me this morning as I speak to our people and bless them as they hear. Please do something special for us. Amen. To explain my message this morning, I must repeat a little part of the talk that I gave you the other night. When I told you about my physical condition and also about my plans for the future. By the way, if you did not get that tape, we're giving you one free. And tonight, if you have not gotten yours yet, you may get yours. If you don't come on Sunday night, you can wonder the rest of your life what I said. I'm going to repeat just a bit of it, because then you'll find out why in a few minutes. I've been having some pains in my back, discomfort in my back and between my shoulder blades. And so I got pretty bad. After pastor school, it got real bad. In fact, the Sunday after pastor school, to walk from the office to the pulpit, I had to stop a little bit on the way. And so I decided, as being persuaded by Mrs. Hiles and Chris Crafton and others, I decided to go to Mayo Clinic. I got an appointment, believe it or not, for the next day. Sometimes Dr. Evans said he had to wait 3 months for the day to get an appointment. I got one the next day. And so I flew up, and they checked everything. I've never been so embarrassed in my life. Everything. I mean, they checked it all, and I won't go through the details, but you can imagine. They gave me what they called an echocardiogram. And they put you on a little cot kind of thing, a little rollaway bed or something, and They have a little television screen over here, like one, and you can see your heart. Actually, you can look at there and see your heart beating. If it stops beating, you can't see it. Any questions so far? And I was watching, and the technician said it'll take about 45 minutes for us to give you this test. And after the test is over, we'll have about a 15-minute consultation with a doctor or doctors, and then about an hour from now, you'll be able to leave. Well, they kept giving me the test, and 45 minutes passed, and they weren't finished, and about another 45 minutes passed. I was on that place for about an hour and a half, this guy taking the test. And it's obvious that he found something that disturbed him. He found something that disturbed him, and I was disturbed not knowing what he found. And so, finally, he leaves. The doctor comes back in, and the doctor gives me the same test all over again. And then after it's all over, they give me the report. My consulting physician gives me my report. And I said, "Doctor, what is my problem?" And he said, "Your problem is aortic stenosis." Well, I've always wanted to have something important like that. And I said, "What is aortic stenosis?" By the way, I got to go back. I keep a little file in my briefcase of sermons I'm preparing. I probably have, 25, 30 sermons I'm preparing right now in that briefcase. And that file. And so I've been preparing a sermon on 1 Thessalonians 5:19, quench not the Spirit. So I just couldn't get it down. I just couldn't quite understand. It didn't gel. You preachers don't talk about it. I just wasn't ready to preach yet. And quench not the Spirit. So I asked the doctor, I said, "Doctor, what is aortic stenosis?" And he said, "Mr. Tiles," he said, "there is a valve through which the blood flows to your aorta." Now, the aorta is the part of the heart that distributes the blood over the entire body. And this aortic valve is the most important of the valves, and it causes the blood to flow to your heart. Now, he said it's a natural process. He said it's just natural for the blood to flow through the valve and through the heart and distribute to the arteries of the entire body. And then he says the only thing that can keep that blood from flowing is if something quenches it. I thought of my sermon I've been preparing, quench not the Spirit. He said a blockage there, and I said, "Doctor, that's it." He put his glasses, he's an older man, probably my age or close to it. He put his glasses like that. He said, "That's what?" I said, "That's it." He said, "What?" I said, "1 Thessalonians 5:19. He said, "First Thessalonians what?" I said, "That's it, doctor, that's it." He said, "That's what?" And I said, "You see, Leviticus 17:11 says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. And so the natural thing is for the blood to flow through the entire body." And I said, "Doctor," by that time he's getting a little bored. I said, "Doctor, what the blood is to the body, the Spirit is to the new man." See, the blood is the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I said, "The Holy Spirit comes into a Christian to live." And he said, "Don't preach to me. I'm not preaching to you, Doc. I'm giving you a Bible study." And I said, "The Holy Spirit comes in to live when a person gets saved." And I said, "The natural thing is for the Holy Spirit to flow through our lives unless we quench the Holy Spirit." See, some of you have aortic stenosis. God has chosen to call the seat of emotion in our lives the heart. "With the heart man believeth unto righteousness." Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, you see. And so the natural thing, just as the blood, the natural thing is for the blood to flow through. You see, what I had was a blockage or a blockage of the valve through which the blood flows to get to my heart. I'll get after a while to the cure. At least I hope it's the cure, and I'll get there after a while. But so the natural thing, if nothing quenches it, if nothing blocks it. Now listen carefully. When you got saved, the Holy Spirit came in you to live. He's a person. He came in you to live. And just as the life of the flesh is in the blood, likewise, the life of the Spirit is in the Holy Spirit. And what the blood does to your the old nature, the Spirit does to your new nature. Now, when he came in, he brought his spirit, his fruit with him. Galatians says that the fruit of the Spirit is love. Now, that means it's a natural thing for a child of God for love to flow through you, unless something is blocking that love. It says that joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit came in, love came in. And by the way, you don't beg for love. It comes in when you get saved, because the Holy Spirit comes in to get saved, and the natural life for the child of God is for love to flow through us. And the natural thing for the child of God is joy. You know, I'm a little concerned about the unhappiness of Christian people. But joy is a natural thing. And the reason you're happy this morning is you have aortic stenosis. You are blocking the natural flow of love that's supposed to flow through the child of God. And the reason you don't have love or joy and or peace or long-suffering or gentleness or goodness or faith or meekness or temperance, those are all a part of the fruit of the Spirit. But the reason you don't have those things is because you're not letting those things flow through you. There's something blocking those things, even as there's something blocking the flow of my blood through my aortic valve, blocking the flow to the heart and through the rest of the body. Now, I'm trying to say this. The Holy Spirit needs no asking. You don't have to ask God for love, just don't block it. You don't have to ask God for joy, just don't block it. People oftentimes say to me, but in fact, a fellow said to me the other day out in New York State, Rochester, New York area. He said, Brother Howe, I understand you have a heart condition. I said, yes, sir, I do. He said, what is it? I said, aortic stenosis. He said, well, Brother Howe, you act as happy as you always were. I said, I'm happy as I always was. I don't have spiritual aortic stenosis. I have physical aortic stenosis. And thank God, there's nothing blocking my joy this morning. I have the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Why? Because my spiritual aortic valve is working real, real good. And I'll be honest with you, that's a natural thing. It's natural for the child of God to love. And if you don't have love in your heart, if you have bitterness or hatred or revenge or animosity in your heart, that's not natural. Something is blocking that which is a natural flow through the child of God or the nature. Same thing with joy. Same thing with peace. You couples, and I get so tired, you couples having trouble. The baby and I never have trouble with each other. But I get so upset. A fellow sat in the office yesterday, and he said, Brother House, can you help me? He said that my wife and I are not getting along well. And I holler at her. Yeah, I can help you. But I said, quit hollering. That's the way you do it. I'm trying to tell you, the natural thing for the child of God is to love. And if you're not loving, you've got a blockage. You've got an aortic stenosis of the spiritual heart and the spiritual valve. And the natural thing is joy. If you're not happy, I get worried about you folks that never get happy. You never smile. You never enjoy life. You never say amen. You never raise the Bible up. You never seem to enjoy the Christian. Hey, I got news for you. When you got saved, the Holy Spirit came inside you to live. And the natural thing is for you to love and have joy and have peace. It's not natural for a child of God to have trouble in his family. Churches having splits and folks don't get along with each other. The fruit of the Spirit is peace. And the Holy Spirit came in you to live when you got saved. That means peace is the natural thing, is for peace to flow through the child of God. And if peace is not flowing through you, then there's a blockage. And I'll tell you about that after a while. Same is true about patience, or gentleness, or goodness, or faith, or meekness, or temperance. I say again. All of these things need no asking. You don't have to ask God for peace, just don't block it. You don't have to ask God for joy, just don't block it. You don't have to beg God for love, just don't block it. It's a natural thing. It's like a stream or a river. You don't beg a river to flow. You don't beg a stream to flow. It will flow unless it's quenched. It's like a faucet. Somebody said, I asked it the other day. I was preparing this sermon. I said, what's a faucet for? And he said, the faucet is to cause the water to flow. No, it's not. No. A faucet is to stop it from flowing. Anybody have any questions so far? It is a natural thing. That water is pressing against that faucet. And that water is begging to get out of that faucet. And the faucet is keeping it from flowing. And all you've got to do is turn the faucet on, and the natural flow of that water will be there until you block it again. Ladies and gentlemen, God's love, God's peace, God's joy, God's long-suffering, God's gentleness, God's goodness, God's temperance, God's faith is begging to flow through you. And if you're not happy today, you're blocking the joy. If you're not loving today, you're blocking the love. If you're not peaceful today, you're blocking the peace. Hey, unplug it. Call Roto-Rooter and get it unplugged and let it flow, because it's the natural thing to do. So, the secret of the Christian life is the word let. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let it. Let it. You don't have to get on and say, oh, God, help me to love my wife. Oh, shut up and get that stinking stuff out of your life that's keeping you from loving your wife. I'm talking about the things you're watching on the TV you shouldn't watch, and the stinking dirty pictures you got on the wall somewhere. I'm talking about get yourself spiritual love unplugged so that love can flow through and joy can flow through and peace can flow through. Let me tell you something, brother. I have 10,000 times, brother, have physical aortic stenosis than spiritual aortic stenosis, and a lot of you folks are a lot more trouble than I'm in. I may be dying physically, I don't know, but I'd rather be dying physically than dying spiritually. And you folks that have bitterness in your heart, it's because you are blocking the natural flow, because the Holy Spirit rushed in like a mighty wind, the Bible said. When he rushed in, he brought love. Don't block it. He brought peace. Don't block it. He brought joy. Don't block it. He brought patience. Don't block it. He brought kindness. Don't block it. He brought gentleness. Don't block it. He brought meekness and faith and temperance. Don't block it. Take whatever is blocking your aortic valve to your spiritual heart and open it up, and the love of Christ and the joy of God and the peace of God will naturally pass through, because that's the natural process. So love is not just available, it's pressing to come in. Joy is not just available, it's pressing to come in. Peace is not just available, it's pressing to come in. Long-suffering is not just available, it's pressing to come in. Gentleness is not just available, it's pressing to come in. Goodness is not just available, it's pressing to come in. And by the way, the same Holy Spirit that is pressing to come in this preacher is pressing to come in you too. This flesh is like your flesh, and whatever is available to me, thank God, is available to you. Now it's time. You say, over the house, I'm going to come down the altar, and I'm going to ask God to forgive me for hatred. I can tell you something better than that. Ask God to take out of your life. You take out of your life the stuff that's blocking love. Oh God, I come down here and ask you, forgive me for not loving. Why don't you come down and tell him, instead of asking him, tell him you're going to quit whatever's blocking that love from coming through. God has the same love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, kindness, meekness, faith, and temperance for you that he had for his son, dear Dwight Moody, or the Apostle Paul. That same Holy Spirit wants to come in and transform your life. You'll have to stop them. The difference in the person that has love this morning and the person that doesn't is the one who's stopping that love from its natural flow. Romans 6:13. Yield yourselves unto God as those who are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Romans 6:16. Yield yourselves servants to obey. Romans 6:19. Yield your members servants to righteousness. Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present or yield your bodies a living sacrifice. So seven times a day, seven times every day, I get on my knees and say, Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. What am I saying? I'm saying, let your love flow through me. Let your joy flow. Hey, That's only one thing difference between churches that love and churches that fight each other, and that is some are quenching the Spirit of God who wants to let love flow. So 7 times a day, I get on my knees and I pray this prayer. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to you. And I pray you to help me to cross the path of those whom Jesus would help if he walked in my shoes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you listen to me. There's no such thing as she's a loving person. Or he's a happy Christian. There's such thing as he does not block the flow of divine love that's pressing to come in and come through. Or she does not block the flow of divine joy and divine peace. I want to say it again. God is pushing to get in just like that water is pushing to get in your sink or lavatory, and the faucet is keeping it. Hey, get it unplugged. Whatever in your life is there that shouldn't be there, unplug it and let love flow through and let joy flow through and let peace flow through and let all suffering flow through and let gentleness and kindness and goodness. I'll say it again. There's no such thing as a gentle person. No such thing as a loving person. There's no such thing as a happy person. There's no such thing as a patient person. There is a person that is not blocking the natural flow of these things through us. I said to my doctor, the doctor I was talking to, I said, "Doctor, are you a Christian?" And this particular doctor said, not the heart doctor, he said, "Yes, I am. I go to First Baptist Church of Rochester." I said, "Is that right?" He said, "Yeah, I do." He said, "You probably wouldn't like it. It's not affiliated with any other denomination." Talking my language, babe. I mean, sir. And I said to him, I said, "That is what's wrong with the average Christian today. The love that came from God Himself that caused Him to give His Son on Calvary is passing to get in. You don't have to read the book on how to love. Unplug the valve, the spiritual valve, and get the aortic stenosis all cleaned out. And bless God, you'll love, and you'll have joy, and you'll have peace, and you'll have long suffering, and you'll have gentleness. It's begging to come in, but you've got it plugged." So many of us have spiritual aortic stenosis. Love can't flow. Joy can't flow. Peace can't flow. Long suffering can't flow. Gentleness can't flow. Goodness can't flow. Faith can't flow. Meekness can't flow. And temperance can't flow. Now, what are the doctors doing for mine? Dr. Cal Street is back there. He's helping me. What are they doing for mine? Follow me carefully now. Number one is, I've got to watch my diet. I will take a gun and kill somebody for one little Reese peanut butter cup. And the person I'd kill is Dr. Cal Strader. One little stinking Reese peanut butter cup. Somebody slid one on my door the other day. They don't do it anymore. They slide. Health junk. Nobody brings me Diet Dr. Pepper anymore. I don't drink them. They bring me water. Carrot juice. I'd rather die today than drink that stuff. Diet. I'd kill for a milkshake. Just one glazed donut. One. My wife bought some for class the other day. Brought her Sunday school class. She got one out and she... Sometimes she's a mean babe. What's the thing? Diet. I've got to be careful of the intake. Second thing. What else are they doing? Oh, don't miss this. I took some treatments that we hope will clean out the arteries Oh, by the way, I took three a week. Anybody home? I took three a week. Diet and three treatments a week. There we're hoping that will at least arrest physical aortic stenosis. Just in case anybody here would like to have the love of God, in case anybody here would like to have joy, and I'm sick and tired of all these books being written on 15 ways to have joy, I can tell you one way to have joy. Unplug the spiritual arteries and let joy flow through. It's pushing to get through. All these guys getting rich writing books on how to have peace in your marriage. Shoot. I can tell you how to have peace in your marriage. Get all that stinking stuff out of your spiritual arteries so peace can flow through. That's the natural thing. So, what do you do if you have spiritual aortic stenosis? Diet. Change your diet. Your magazines have blocked your heart valve. You know what I said? Your rock music has blocked your heart valve. Your talk shows on television have blocked your heart valve. Your blockbuster card has blocked your heart valve. Now listen carefully. They said to me, you are what goes in. Oh, brother. I'm so tired of broccoli. Have you ever eaten broccoli for breakfast and lunch and supper? Broccoli. Since the other day, Ms. Howells ate the best pork roast you ever saw in your stinking life. I ate broccoli. I've decided to go back to pork roast, these peanut butter cups, and live a week and live it up. Your diet. Your diet. You got too much newspaper reading, not enough Bible reading. You got too much TV watching, not enough Bible reading. You got too much radio listening and not enough Bible reading. You got too much magazine reading, not enough Bible. I'm saying you are never going to love with the love of Christ, and that love that pressures to come through you will never come through, and that joy that pressures will never come through, and that peace that pressures will never come through, and that long-suffering that pressures will never come through until you clean up the intake that comes into your mind and into your heart. You've got to get your diet in good shape. And bless God, that book right there is enough diet for anybody to get along with. And then, how about the three treatments a week? Treatment number one, Sunday morning, 10:45. Treatment number two, Sunday night, 7 o'clock. Treatment number three, Wednesday night, 7:30. Now, I promise you this. You keep coming for treatment. When you say, preacher, I've been coming three times. Yeah, but you got to watch your diet, too. Suppose I walked in Dr. Streeter's office back there. Either one of the Dr. Streeters, both of them working on me. I walked either one of their offices. I walked up to Cal's office, eating a Reese's peanut butter cup. In Jesus' name, he'd kill me. I walked in with this hand had a milkshake, Reese's peanut butter cup over here, Mr. Goodbar sticking out in my pocket. I came from a treatment, he would say to me. The treatment is not going to do you any good till you get on the diet I prescribed. By the way, I've got that diet right here. Whole grain breads, crackers. No, that's, yeah. Safflower, corn, sunflower, soybean, monosaturated oils, salad dressing made with unsaturated oils, substitute for meat, fish. If you could look at my sides, you'd see fins. Away with diets! He'd say to me, preacher, These treatments are not going to do you a bit of good. If we clean out your arteries, and while we're getting them clean, you just keep on blocking them, it won't do a bit of good. So he said, 3 treatments a week, and be careful about your diet. People say to me, I even get well cards. I got one drop dead card, but I get some get well cards. And folks are sympathetic. Folks, when I go preaching across the country, they stare at me. The other day, I was preaching in another state, and I won't tell you where I was preaching. And I folks are watching the door to see the old man humble through. So I did. I walked out the door. I'm talking to people this morning. You've lost your joy, and joy is begging to come in. You've lost your love, but it's begging to come. You haven't got to go out in a pee patch somewhere and hang on and go, oh God, give me love. Oh God, give me love. Love and joy and peace and long suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance are begging to get in. They're pressed. Open the faucet that's blocking the natural flow of God's Spirit. So pay attention when you come for your treatment. Two of those came for treatment this morning. That's why I woke the guy up a while ago. You needed the treatment. You need the treatment. I don't care who you are, if you're 16 years old or 106, you need to hear everything that's preached from this pulpit up here. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. One of these days I'm going to check and see how it's doing. It's called an autopsy. But I want to say this again. I stand here this morning knowing for sure that physically I have aortic stenosis. Some of you sit there this morning and you know for sure that spiritually you have aortic stenosis. And I want to send you a get well card. Because if you walk physically like you're walking spiritually, you'd hobble everywhere you go. I'm going to tell you something again. All the fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, and peace. The difference in loving person and non-loving person is not in the availability of love. It's in is the artery blocked. The intake. The difference in a person that has peace and a person that doesn't have peace is the artery blocked. That's all. That's all. The doctor told me. He even showed me a little picture at Mayo Clinic. He showed me a little picture of the arteries. He showed me a picture of what the aortic valve is like. He said, now here it is right here. He said, the blood is pushing to get through the heart, the arteries over the whole body. But he said, there's something in that valve that's blocking the flow of that blood that is pushing to get through. And I said to him, and I said to you, I've got thousands of people in my church. Love is pushing just like that blood is pushing. And joy and peace, for the Holy Spirit brings those things when he enters. But I said, there are many of my people and many Christians all over the world who are not letting that love flow through. As much love is available to you is available to me. As much peace is available to you is available to me. As much joy is available to you is available to me. A fellow said the other day to me, up in New York State, I was preaching. He said, you seem happier than you ever been. I thought you were sick. I said, so happens, I wasn't happy because I was well. I was happy because I'm God's child, and the Holy Spirit lives in me. And if today you don't have love, joy, peace, all these things, it's your fault. It's your fault. You folks sitting there have a look on your face. It's your fault. It's your fault. The same Spirit of God that came into me 61 years ago. When as a little poor, barefoot,
boy in the ghettos of Southwest Dallas trusted Christ, that same Holy Spirit came into you to live the day that you said yes to Christ, and the same pressure that's pushing through my spiritual life, my new nature, to push love through and joy through and peace through is pressuring against your life, but you've got spiritual aortic stenosis. Go home and clean up your act and get the right kind of music and get the right kind of literature and get the right kind of spiritual advice and get the right kind of spiritual living and live in the book and get to church Sunday morning and get to church Sunday night and get to church Wednesday night and proper diet. I'm talking about this book and three treatments a week and you'll get well. It's up to you. If you